Ba'am de Malchus Yavan, Harishah al Amcha Yisrael, when the evil kingdom of Yavan got up against your people Israel. And that's the definition of Yavan. It was Rishus, because their desire was to oppress the Jewish people. What kind of oppression was it? Lashkicham Terasacha, to cause them to forget the Torah. La'avira mechakeret Sanecha, to remove them from your laws, the laws that are fulfilling the will of Hashem. And this is the difference between Chanukah and Purim. Purim, of course, is the Hashmid, Laharag al-Abed, to destroy the body of the Jew, regardless of who they were, how observant they were. Chanukah, on the other hand, they were happy to leave us alive. Just, you can't have any relationship with Torah and with mitzvahs. And there were plenty of Jews who were misyavnim, who were more than happy with that. They were happy to live normal Greek lives. Didn't bother them that there were decrees against the Torah. Rashkicham Torah Secha. This was the main milchama of Yavan. You know, it's kind of strange, because the Yavanim were big chachamim. Chachma Yavanis is the example par excellence given by Chazal of Chachma. Chachma outside of Torah. So why are they fighting? Why are they fighting against Teras Yisrael? Chaim Friedlander explains that indeed, the Yavanim absolutely valued Chachma, but only human Chachma. Man is the master of all wisdom, with human efforts and human intelligence, they can arrive at great understanding, understand everything. They didn't want to understand or appreciate the notion of divine wisdom, the superiority of divine wisdom over human wisdom. Then there comes a certain point where a person actually needs to be mevatel themselves. Doesn't matter what I think, Hashem thinks differently. And therefore, lashkicham Torah Secha, including a Torah which is above and beyond the seichel of a human being. Perhaps that's also pshat v'timur kol hashmonim. Shem and Zayas is referred to by Chazal often as Chachma, the menorah is Chachma. Shemen is Shmoina. Shmoina is above seven. Seven is the physical world. Eight is above it. So they're destroying anything which is above the physical world, anything which is above that which a human being can comprehend, understand, rationalize. That has no place. And therefore, it wasn't enough just to ban them from learning Torah. It's lahashkicham Torah Secha, to cause them to forget the Torah, to develop within themselves a love for Greece, Greek wisdom. And replacing the Torah with something else causes them to forget the Torah. Why? Because what you remember and what you forget depends on how much you want it. What do you desire? So by creating or supplanting a desire for Chachma Yavanis, desire for Greek wisdom, that by definition pushed away a person's desire to know and understand the Torah itself. That, by the way, explains the Panovich Rav, why we have the minhag of giving Chanukah gelt. Chanukah gelt is an encouragement to learn. We give an encouragement for children, a reward for children for learning. Because if the gezerah of the Yavanim was lashkicham Torah Secha, we encourage absolutely is the learning of Torah at all costs.